Baruch Hashem. Tov, guys, we're going in. We are in the book Biyam Darkecha on page Kuf Pei Gimel 183. Doing this live from Maim Haim, amazing boutique suites here in Sfat Yer Kodesh. If you're coming, thank you for sponsoring the class and hosting us here, Bezat Hashem, in this beautiful, beautiful room to be able to learn Torah in a beautiful place. And only this room's called the Mashiach room. Nice to know. Definitely feels like it. So the rabbis say, right, beautiful house, beautiful vessels, and beautiful wife can expand the consciousness of man. So when you're coming to learn in a place like this, which is a beautiful house, for sure it expands the consciousness and allows us to get deeper in Torah. Bezat Hashem, we're going to be learning about Torah, learning Torah on Torah. The intro is like this. Kol Yisrael Yodim U'Mikirim. All of Am Yisrael knows and recognizes the greatness of what is called Talmud Torah, learning of Torah, that's weighed against all of the mitzvahs in the Torah. And it's the main thing that we have. The main mitzvah that we have is Torah, is learning Torah. We have to contemplate about this. What is the tachlit, what is the purpose of our learning? It's a mitzvah from the Torah, you're commanded to learn. But for what? Is it only to know Torah? To be able to say you know the Torah? We also have to contemplate, what is a person meant to do that his learning, he doesn't understand it so much, doesn't get too much out of it? What's the point that he should continue learning? What's a person meant to do for so many different reasons? He says to himself, even if it's true, right? But you have this thought, I'm not going to be a Talmid Chacham, I'm not going to be some sage in Torah, I'm not going to be, you know, one of those guys that learns all day long, so why should I even try? I don't feel any cheshek, any desire, any pull towards the Torah. What am I doing? What's going to give me the desire and the will to actually learn Torah? What's going to give me the sweetness in my learning? What am I going to have to do to feel something good when I learn? What do I have to do to leave the sefer feeling good and feeling like a different person? So the main thing is the neshama of the Torah. The neshama of the Torah is the light of Hashem Yitbarach Himself. It's written in the Zohar in Parashat Baalotcha. Rabbi Shimon says there, say the Aramaic because it's that holy. It's part of learning Torah. Rabbi Shimon Amar, Wai lahu barnash da'amar, dahu oraita atela chaza'a sipurin ba'alma. Woe to that person that says the Torah is just a bunch of stories. Umilin de hediota. It's simple words. Ela kol milin de oraita milein elein inun. All the words of the Torah, they are lofty, lofty words. The razin ilain, deep secrets. Laisipu de oraita, levusha de oraita iu. What is the stories that are inside the Torah? They are the garments of the light of the Torah. Uman de chashiv de ahu levusha iu oraita mamash. Whoever thinks that the garment is the Torah itself, mamash, the story of Avraham went here to this place. If you think that's what Torah is, velo mila achara, and not something else, tipachu che, his soul will just leave him. Velo yehele chulka be'alma da'ate, he's not going to have a portion in the world to come. Begin kach amar David, because of this, David HaMelech says, gale nai ve'abita v'niflaot mitoratecha, clean my eyes, and I'll be able to stare and look deeper to the wonders of your Torah. Maditchot levusha deoraita. What's underneath the garments of the Torah? Oraita it lagufa. Oraita, the Torah has a body. Vinun pikuda oraita. And you have the commandments of the Torah. Dikrun gufe Torah. That's the body of the Torah. So you have garments, the stories. Then you have commandments within the Torah, and that's the body of the Torah. Hai gufa mitlabsha belevushin. The body of the Torah, which is all the mitzvot and the halachot, that the body gets dressed in garments. Dinun sipurin deha alma. These are stories of this world, stories that we can relate to, stories that happened in this world of our forefathers, the prophets. Tipshin de alma lo mistaklei ela be'ahu levusha. The stupid people in the world, the simple people in the world, all they do is look at the garments. They look at the clothing of the Torah. Diu sipurai de'aita. That's the stories. They don't know anything more than that. They don't look what's underneath that garment. Inu the yadin yatir, those who know more, lamistaklin belivusha. They don't look at the garments, just the stories. Abraham went here, Moshe went there. Ela begufa, they look at the body of the Torah. Diutchote hu levusha, that's underneath the garments. Meaning, what is the message that I'm meant to take from this to my life? What is the commandment here? What is the way of life here that's behind the story? Chakimin avde de malka ilaa, the wise people, the servants of the supernal king. Inun de kaimun betura de Sinai, those who were standing in the Mount Sinai. La mistake ela benishmata. They don't look at that. They look at the soul. Diu ikara de chola. That is the main aspect of everything, the soul. Oraita mamash, the light itself. Mamash, the Torah itself. Zakain inun tzadikaya. Fortunate are those tzaddikim, those righteous people, the mistakle b'orayta kedaka ya'ut, that they look at the Torah in the right, proper way. Up until here is the words of the Rebbe Shimon from the Zohar. Haray lanu yasod atzum. We get from this a big foundation, that the stories of the Torah, they are a holy garment of the Torah. V'alachot ha-Torah v'suyotea, the alachot of the Torah, the laws of the Torah, and all of the different ins and outs of those, Hem kmo guf kadosh ela. It's like the holy body of it. So we have the holy garments, we have the holy body. But the main aspect of the Torah, ya neshama pnimit sheba. It's the internal neshama that's inside the Torah. Umaya neshama pnimit sheba. What is this internal neshama that's inside the Torah? Or Hashem itbarach be'asmo. The light of Hashem himself, blessed be he. Ki ine abore itbarach mitzad atzmo. God, blessed be He, Himself, God is way above what we can actually comprehend as human beings. But Hashem wants us to recognize Him, and wants us to know Him. That we should cling to Him, and we should feel Him, we should have a connection to Him, a relationship with Him. And we should feel that we are His children, His servants, and His loved ones. How could people made of physicality, of dirt, and the dirt of the earth, that's what our body's made up of, that's what we're going to go back to being if we're just bodies, right? How are we meant to come to comprehend what God is? So because of this, Hashem gave us the Holy Torah. That the essence of the Torah, what is it? This lofty godly light that comes down to us and can go inside of us. But this light that we're talking about, we can't get it without a garment. Therefore, the Holy Torah puts on this garment, right? And within the halachot and the sugyot in the Torah, within the different mitzvot and the different deans, the different judgments and the different rulings of the Torah, and inside the stories of the Torah as well, right? So it's not a storybook. It's not just a book of mitzvot, but it does include those. Right? It includes history, it includes different rulings, but that's not all it is. So to say, Hashem Yitbarach put Himself and His light inside the letters of the Torah. Like it says in the Gemara, Anochi, what's Anochi? Anochi means I, right? So Hashem talking is I. What is that really? The Gemara says, it's an acronym for Ana Nafshi K'divat Yahavit. Me, Ana, Nafshi, my soul, Ketivat Yahavit, is written, and I gave it. Like, it's written here. Meaning Hashem's soul is written, Anochi. What's Anochi? What is I, Hashem? Written in the letters of the Torah. So to say, Hashem put Himself inside the Torah. Hashem, so to say, puts on this garment, which is all of the halachot, all of the stories, everything that we see when we read the simple words, the letters on the page. And it's for sure that this clothing, that's what we call it, holy clothing, it's not just a cover-up just to be able to cover up. They are cover-ups that reveal the light. Right? It's not about covering in order to conceal, it's covering in order to reveal. Like, why is it so important that a woman should be tzanua, should cover up when she's dressed? To reveal her neshama and not to reveal the body. To cover up the body to reveal the neshama. That's why a woman covers up, right? To be tzanua. Men also have to do this, right? We also have to be tzanua. But that's the point. Don't look at my body, look at what I really am. cover up in order to reveal. And if you just look at the simple stories, you read it like a five-year-old, you understand that there's a ruler of the world, there's Hashem in the world, right? You can get something, even from the simple cover-up, you can get that Hashem's here. When we come to learn Torah, when we put this holy garment into our head, and all the letters of the Torah, that these are the alachot and the different ideas that we learn from them, then we start to receive the godly light that's inside of the Torah. And by way of this, we're able to recognize the giver of the Torah, to have a relationship with the giver of the Torah, and to cling to him and have a relationship with him. That's why it's forbidden to teach Goyim Torah. Right? You're not meant to do that. And everybody who's listening to this was recorded for Jews. Right? Because the Torah was given only to Am Yisrael, that merited to be Chelko Shel Hashem Yitbach, the portion of Hashem in this world. And we went into the covenant with Hashem to live out this internal truth and to reveal it in all the aspects of nature. That's our job. That's why we receive the Torah. But the Goyim, they don't recognize Yud Kei Vav Kei. They don't have that name. Elarak Shem Elokim. They have only the name Elokim, nature. Right? They believe that God created the world, right? But they don't understand of Yud Kei Vav Kei, that Hashem is infusing the world at any given moment with godliness, in every aspect of life. So the secret of Yichud, the secret of the unification, that's our job to know and to reveal in the world, right? But the key was given to us, that Hashem is Hayahove Viheh. He was, He is, and He will be. That's Yud Kei Vav Kei. Internally, everything is Hashem Yitbarach. And therefore, it's forbidden. It is against Halacha to teach these things to Goyim. And it says even more than that. It's written, so we're going to say it. It's not me that's talking. Goy sheShabbat chayav mita. A Goy who keeps Shabbat, with the intention of keeping Shabbat, is obligated in death. Why? One of the seven mitzvot of Bnei Noach is if you steal, punishment is death. Shabbat was not given to them. The secret of Yichud, of the unity of Hashem, that's something for Am Yisrael. Right? So the part of the deen of that in their world is that this is the outcome of it. Hard things to say, but Torah is Torah. You cannot get this light without the vessels. Even though the internal aspect of the Torah, the actual aspect of the Torah, is the internal neshama of Hashem that's inside there, you can't get this light only by way of learning divrei Torah ve'ilchoteah, learning Torah and learning the alachot that are involved in this world. Because the external aspect of the Torah, the alachot and the sipurim, the stories and the laws, and kodesh kodeshim, holy of holies, and they are the garments for this light. The light of Hashem that we are saying is the neshama of the Torah is grasped, hidden, and unified within the alachot and within the stories. Right? So the light is connected and unified to the vessel. Meaning you can't just get to the light without going through the vessel. You need the vessel to get to the light. They're not two separate ideas. Elaor nimtza betoch advarim hakadoshim. The light is inside these holy words. V'hem echad, and they are one, like the neshama and the guf. Right? Take our neshama out of our bodies. Body stops to work immediately, right? But what's a neshama in this world without a body? Can't do much, right? Shanogea beguf nechshav ki nogea beneshama. You touch someone's body, it's as if you're touching the neshama. You punch a person, God forbid. It's like you hurt. Who did you hurt? The body? The body doesn't feel anything. The body can only feel by way of there being a neshama inside. So when you touch a body, it's like you're touching the neshama. Therefore, av shebevaday bechol limud haTorah yehudi mekabel me'aor. Even though in all learning of Torah, a Jew receives from this light. With that said, kechol she'amal yoter, the more you work, the more effort you put into learning the Torah, in divrei Torah, alachot, in sugiyot, and knowing the all the different fine details of the Torah, all the ins and outs of alacha and that sugiyah that you're dealing with, that's on one side. and the understanding and the revelation of the depth that's behind all of that on the other side. So too, and it's for the same measure that you put in to doing the work of the external side and the work of the internal side of revealing everything that's hidden behind those, so to say, external aspects of the Torah, so too will be the light of the amount of light that you download when you come to engage with the Torah. And more lights, more shades, more different colors, right? Not just, I went and I learned today. No. I learned about the laws of Shabbat, and I realized how amazing Hashem is by way of learning all of those external laws, right? There's two sides of that. And everybody knows in their soul how hard it is to learn deep Torah, to iyun, right? To go into a sugya, and to go into it and to completely go to the depths of it. It's very, very hard, but it brings a lot of light. And there's a strong spiritual feeling when you're in a deep sugya, right? You can completely forget the stories in the Gemara of rabbis that sat on their hands and they started bleeding and all these different things. And people in our times as well that can go hours and hours without eating, without drinking, because they were so deep inside halacha, inside a physical thing, and the external part of the Torah, right? But it's that deep, and the feeling is so strong, it's such a soul feeling, that it has to be that you're dealing with godliness there. In order to receive this godly light, you have to receive it by way of learning Divrei Torah Kedushim. With amal and with depth. With hard work, meaning put in effort physically and intellectually, but with the depth as well, with the spirituality. Because within the knowledge of the Torah, within the ideas of the Torah, and within the deeper understandings of the words that are said there, there is where the light is hidden. Both of those aspects. Right? Understanding the simple, what is the halacha saying to you? What is the story coming to teach you? And what is the depth of Hashem? Where is the connection with Hashem behind that? Every single aspect of Torah, every word of Torah, the Holy Torah, reveals a different light of the godly, a different shade of the godly light. Therefore, a person has to learn all the different parts of the Torah. It's not enough to say, I only learn halacha, and you don't want to learn sod. Right? Or to say, I only learn sod, and I don't want to learn halacha. The Torah has 24 books in just the Tanakh. Right? And then you have all of the halacha, you have the Gemara, 60 Masechtot. And then you have all of the Zohar. Now you have Chassidut. There's depth and depth and depth, and they're all different shades of this godly light that's being revealed to you. It's not enough anymore to be able to say, I just learned this, or I just learned this. You're a person, you're a human being, you're your whole entire universe. A universe isn't just one planet, it's not just 20 stars. It's a universe. Universe has a lot in it. So too, the Torah is infinite, and it has so much depth from different shades and different revelations. You need to touch, you need to be at least touching everything. At least open to touching everything, right? Therefore, the people that love Hashem, they are running and yearning to learn all the words of the Torah. All the fine details, all the diktukim, all the ins and outs, and to get the depth out of it. Like Adonenu David HaMelech said, like our master David HaMelech said, Tov li Torat picha me'alfei zahav v'kesef. Your Torah is better to me than thousands and thousands of silver and gold. Right? Meaning David HaMelech, a king, what did he want? He wanted Torah more than anything. More than all the money, more all the wealth, more of all the kingship. David HaMelech wanted to grasp Hashem. He wanted to connect to Hashem as much as possible. In every fine detail. The main aspect of learning is, I mean, so with all that said, what is our goal when we come to learn Torah? To cling to the giver of the Torah. If his soul's inside there, if the essence of Hashem is there, then when we come to learn, what is our goal? Not to become wise, not to learn another topic. It's to cling to the giver of the Torah. The question in the beginning was, if a person's not going to be a Talmid Chacham, he's not going to be the wisest person, he doesn't have so much connection to learning Torah, he doesn't feel like he should be putting effort in learning Torah, he doesn't feel like all of these things are that, and that they speak to him that much. So why should he learn? This is the answer. When we understand that the main aspect of the Torah is the godly light that's hidden inside of it, then we have an understanding of why everybody needs to be dealing with Torah properly. Why everybody needs to be opening books and learning it. You have to put an effort to acquire the Torah according to your power, your ability. Therefore, and then when you do that, then you're going to receive the godly light that's inside of it. In order to get the light, you have to know Torah, and you have to go deeper in Torah. This is not dependent on the outcome, though. It comes, what is it dependent on? How much do you want it? How much effort are you putting in? Outcomes, we learned a million times in this book, right? In this Chabura. Nearly every week we learn the same message about outcomes. Leave that to Hashem. Success and failure and failures, that's on Hashem. The only thing that you need to do is effort. Whether you're going to fall on your face, or you're going to become the king of the world, that's on Hashem. Your effort has nothing to do with the outcome. You're commanded to put in effort, and that's where you're going to be checked. How much effort did you put in? How much did you want it? How much did you want what you don't want? Right? But not, were you successful? Not, did you understand the Torah? You have no commandment to understand the Torah. You have a commandment to learn Torah. Limud Torah. Talmud Torah. Chaim.
Wow. Your success have to do with how much effort you put into it?
Not at all. It's a very paradoxical idea that you have to use emunah to get into, but we are commanded to do ishtadlut. We are not commanded to succeed, and that goes with every aspect of life, including Torah. Nachon. Because if you, meaning there, it's like, if you didn't put in the work, meaning work is a revelation of your desire, right? If you show up to learn, and you find, yeah, of course, you desire it so much that you show up to the Beit Midrash every day. But if you don't show up to the Beit Midrash every day and you think you got Torah, probably not, right? It's exactly, on the other side. But also giving you the chizuk that if you did something, yeah, that shows that you wanted it, so Hashem gave it to you, right? Your ishtadlut can do one thing. You can show Hashem that you really want it, and then He'll give you a gift. But it's not because you put in the effort, you deserve of it now. You earned it. That never. Never. It's always a gift. You're just commanded to put in effort because Hashem put you in this world. It's a very, very hard thing to understand. That's why you have to go to Emunah to get it. If you're in, with the logic of your brain, you'll never get it. It's beyond this world. A Jew who puts in effort in Torah according to his ability, for sure he's going to merit to get the light. Even if he didn't merit to remember what he was learning. And even if he wasn't able to get to the deepest depths, you put in the effort, something's going to come down for you. Why? Just because you're showing what you really want. You're putting in effort. Doesn't mean that the effort actually translates. It's just, that's what you're commanded to do. And if you do what you're commanded to do, Hashem will give it to you because He's merciful and He's loving and He wants you to have. He wants you to recognize Him. But you can sit for 3 hours and it doesn't mean you're going to get 3 hours worth of understanding. Right? You might only get 10 minutes worth of understanding. Or you could put in 10 minutes and you get 3 hours of understanding. Right? Like the Ben Ish Chai says, 1 hour of learning Torah on Shabbat is like 1,000 hours. An hour is an hour. How do you say that? Because we're talking about spiritual things. It's beyond our physical grasp of what we're actually doing when we open these books. The mitzvah of dealing with Torah day and night, lahagot is to think, to meditate, right? Shayechet kol yudi has to do, every single Jew has this mitzvah of being in Torah day and night. Bechol matzav, in any situation. Because at any single moment of learning Torah, every single word of the Torah, a Jew is clinging to Hashem. And he's receiving into him more godly light, more godly light, more comprehension, more emunah, more closeness to Hashem. So then what's the benefit? What's the reason that we should all be learning Torah? It doesn't depend on the success, the external success, and the end of your learning. Rather, any time you come to learn, a Jew puts in effort to learn according to his power, according to his ability that he was gifted by God at that moment, you're receiving light. You are connecting to the soul of Hashem. You are connecting to the creator of the world, the giver of the Torah. Whoever contemplates this idea that we just expressed will receive immense, immense desire to learn. Because you know that when you open a book, you're connecting to the creator of the world. Not dependent on anything, what's going to be the outcome when I close the book. No, when the book is open and I'm reading every single letter there, is in more godliness, more godliness, more godliness, more closeness to Hashem, the creator of the whole entire world. Even if you don't understand, and someone could even say, especially if you don't understand. Because you're just showing, yes, only if you're coming from this emunah, right? That when I do this, I'm clinging to Hashem. Anytime I open a book, when I learn it, and my goal is to cling to Hashem, I'm clinging to Hashem. So that has nothing to do with the outcome. It has to do with the journey of the middle process, right? The kavanah has to be, when I learn Torah, I am coming to cling to the creator of the world. And if you do that, and even if you don't do it, it's for sure happening. Obviously, if you do it on the side of, I'm coming to become a wise person, become a rabbi, or become this, then you have ulterior motives, it's going to be much harder to do it. Even though you're still clinging to Hashem because the soul is put in there. Every person, no matter who they are, if before he comes to learn Torah, he thinks and contemplates, and he also says with his mouth, I am now going to learn Torah in order to cling to my Creator, to come closer to Him, to comprehend more of His light, and by way of the light of the Holy Torah. When you say that, when you think that, then any learning that you do, according to your ability, according to your power, you will have satiation and joy from that learning. You know that there's fruit to the hard work you're putting in, that you're clinging to your good Father in heaven. This is the greatest pleasure that you could have in this world. This is the highest success that you could have in the world. Not understanding, being attached to the creator of the world. Rabbi Nachman says, you should connect to successful people. So, forget people. Creative the source of success. That would be a pretty successful thing to do. Therefore, after learning properly, meaning what is properly, beretifut, without interruption, without any distraction. You learn, you just learn, and you sit down, and you put it. You set for yourself a time where you can sit down, where you don't eat, you don't need a drink, you don't need to get up to check this, to do that, that. You sit down. According to your power, then a person leaves with this, this feeling of, you know, sipuk in Hebrew is satiation. It's like I feel, what's the word in English? Grateful. Not grateful. Sipuk is like fulfilled. And this wonderful feeling. Gamim lo zachal la'bin hakol, even if you didn't merit to understand everything. Gamim lo zachal lilmod kol hayom, even if you didn't merit to learn all day long. Your soul was filled with the godly light that's inside the Torah. And now you become loftier and you become closer to Hashem Yitbarach. One more portion here. Well, we can push to the end of the chapter. Maybe we'll try. So we'll go faster. So what's the purpose of all this Torah? To get to Dveikut with the giver of the Torah. The goal is to cling to the giver of the Torah. Vine Anashim. Oh Lord, of course. Let's stop this really quick. All right. So, the goal is to cling to the giver of the Torah. There's people who think that you can cling to Hashem Yitbarach without learning the Holy Torah. And there's people that are making the most, that their main goal is the Torah and not Hashem. There's people that their goal is Hashem, right? There's people that their goal is Hashem, and they think they can get to that without Torah. Right? And then there's people that for them, the Torah is the main thing. I need to spend my whole day Torah, but I can treat people like crap and I don't really seek out Hashem in my day. Both of these paths are mistaken. Because it's impossible to get to the light of Hashem without Torah. And on the other side, you're not allowed to take the Holy Torah and make it the most thing without Hashem. Without Hashem being there. Like the Beit Chadash, the Bach explains, what the rabbi said in Baba Metzia, Al ma avda ha'aretz, mishum shelo berchu b'torah techila. Why was the world, why did we lose the world? Meaning, why did we lose the temple? Because they didn't Why did we get put in exile? Because they didn't make a blessing on their Torah first when they came to learn. Huge Talmidei Chachamim. We went into Galut. Why? Because they didn't make a bracha on their Torah first. Did it make sense that they didn't make a bracha? Doesn't make sense that they didn't make brachot. They were huge Talmidei Chachamim. Doesn't make sense. So what is the intent? What's the intention when the rabbis say that? Shekavanato yitbarach haita shenei oskim betorah kedei shetitatzem nishmato nishmatenu be'atzmut haruchaniyut kedushat mekor motza Torah. What was the intention of Hashem? That we should learn Torah and be dealing with Torah so that our soul should become so powerful with the intense spirituality that's inside the root and the source of the Torah. Because the main thing is learning Torah, and that's only specifically when it's learned with Dveikut in Hashem Yitbarach. Meaning, you have to have intention that by way of this learning, I will merit to cling to Hashem in the deepest way possible. And there's many, many levels to this. How much a person is successful in thinking about Hashem when he's coming to learn Torah. In the beginning, you think about Him only when you start to learn Torah. Meaning, you come to open the book, you contemplate that my goal right now is to cling to Hashem. And you open the book. Until you merit that even when you're in the deepest aspects of the pratim of the sugiyah, the fine details of what you're learning, you're only going to be thinking about Hashem Yitbarach and you're going to be clinging to Him. There's levels, right? But whoever still hasn't merited this at all, to think about Hashem while he's learning, even with that said, just the fact that you are clinging to the Holy Torah, by way of this, you're clinging to the godliness that's inside it as well. Ki ana nafshi kitivat yavitr. Because Hashem wrote His soul inside the words of the Torah. Within the letters of the Torah, there is godly light. But this helps only when you know a little, at least a little bit, generally, that that's what you're trying to do. Now, you have to be conscious of this a little bit, that when you come to learn Torah, it's in order to connect to the soul of the Torah, which is Hashem. Shal yedei limud haTorah hu mitchaber l'Hashem yitbarach. You have to know that when I come to learn Torah, I'm connecting to Hashem. But if you don't think this, the only thing you want is the external aspect of the Torah, which are the halachot and the sugiyot, and you don't care about the dveikut to Hashem, you don't care about clinging to Hashem, you just care about the wisdom that's in there. By way of that, you separate, so to say, the Torah from the giver of the Torah. Then your Torah is not at all fitting. It's not at all in the way that it should be. What's the sign to this? That you learn Torah without Kiddusha. What's the sign of a person who learns Torah with the way of separating it from Hashem? That he doesn't learn with sanctity. Because if you're only looking for the external side of Torah, then you don't understand and you don't feel that you need Kiddusha in order to learn Torah. You have to sanctify. We just finished a few weeks of learning about Kiddusha, right? Then, God forbid, you start to fall to the lust of this world, and to all of the klipot, and all the different bad traits, and specifically to ga'ava v'itnasut, to pride and to, you know, supremeness, thinking that you're better than others because you learned Torah. She's shorash kol ha'ra she'ba'olam, that's the root of all bad in the world. So what is Kedusha? We talked about this last week. You can't talk lashon hara. You have to go to the mikveh as much as you can. You can't be too much involved in this world. You can't be eating whatever you want, and drinking whatever you want, and sleeping as much as you want, right? And you have to wash your hands. You have to have all of this going into the Torah. And if you don't think that engaging with the Torah is going to lead you to clinging to Hashem, then yeah, it's just a book like any other book. Then you don't need to be holy when you do that. You can learn math without going to the mikveh. It's going to work just as good. But if you're coming to cling to HaKadosh Baruch Hu by way of these books, then there's preparation that needs to go into clinging to Hashem. If you're going to cling to the Creator of the world, maybe you should go to the mikveh. Maybe you should be pure. Maybe you should work on yourself to not be so involved in this world. Right? They go hand in hand. And that's the clearest sign of a person who's only learning in order for the externalities, that he doesn't put in this work. Torah lishma, what is Torah lishma? Right? It says, Alomed shalol lishma, yevo lishma. A person who learns not for the sake of heaven will come to learn for the sake of heaven. So what is learning for the sake of heaven? This is the depth of what it means learning for the sake of heaven. To learn with the feeling of godliness in order to come closer to Hashem, which His light is being revealed by way of the learning. And it's known the words of the Bach again is brought here. What does it mean, lishma, for the sake of heaven? What does it mean to learn Torah for the sake of heaven? So that you should be clinging to the sanctity and the revelation of God, blessed be He, by way of your learning. You should learn with the intention to receive the godly light that's behind the words and to feel it. And you feel the light coming into you from every single letter and every single word and every single halacha. And by way of this, you should be happy the more you learn and the more you understand, because it's going inside your brain, more godly light, more godly revelation. And then you're going to feel, more godly light is coming into me. That should make you happy. Your Torah learning should make you happy if it's coming with that from that point of view. Everything that you understand, again, it's not dependent on your understanding. But when you understand, that means that it's in there, right? It's not just coming through you. It's actually in there. So anytime you understand something, anytime you pass a test in your smicha process, and you got a good grade, you got a good mark on that test, you should be extremely happy. Because that means you have godly light sitting inside your brain. More recognition of the reality, the trueness of God, that Hashem is in every single aspect of your life. So you merit the godly light to be dwelling upon you with a feeling on your flesh, on your bones, that you're gonna get goosebumps when you come to learn. You're gonna get chills down your spine. You're gonna start to sweat because you're putting in work, and it's coming to a point where the godliness is being revealed in your flesh. The spirituality is so real inside your being that it's being revealed externally. You feel how your body is like a torch, like it's on fire when you come to learn. So what does it mean? What does it mean that I can learn Torah? Let's first maybe explain here. What does it mean to learn for the sake of heaven? To learn the Torah, for the reason that it exists. Meaning, why was the Torah given? To learn Torah for the reason that it was given. The Torah was given to us for us to be able to receive the light of God that's inside of it, right? So when you learn from that goal, then that means that you, for the reason that it was given, lishma, for her sake. What does it mean? The Torah, lishma. Torah is feminine. When you learn lishma, for her sake, for her name, that means that you're learning in order for why she was brought into the world. Why was she brought into the world? In order to connect to Hashem. But whoever learns for other reasons and uses the Torah in order to get other things that are not lishma, not for the sake of the Torah was given, meaning you learn in order for a specific thing. When you learn, you learn for money, you learn for this, you learn for that. You learn for a whole bunch of different reasons that are not for the sake of what the Torah was in order to connect to godliness. So then, that is what's called lo lishma. Gam shel lomed im chipus or eloki shebechol mila v'svara v'alacha v'asaga mimele mityached yichud kucha brichu shchinta. So when you learn Torah with the intention of finding out the godly light that's in every single fine detail of the Torah, who is the giver of the Torah, then you're unifying kucha brichu and shchinta. You're unifying the transcendent with the revelation, right? What's above this world with what is here inside, what's inside the world. Because it's made clear to you that all of the revelations and all of the fine details in the external aspect of the Torah, they're not some separate thing. Everything is different ways that the godly light is being revealed. That's what's called Yichud Kucha Ruchu Shchinta. That's what it means to unify the name of Hashem. What is above this world that we don't comprehend with what we're experiencing in this world. How do you do that? By understanding that everything I see in this world is a revelation of what's above this world. So now, what does it mean that we're allowed to learn shelo lishma, for ulterior motives that are not that? That's only in a case that we're going to get to, by way of that, to get to lishma, to get to learning it for the sake. The rabbi said, leolam ilmad adam Torah shelo lishma, forever a person should learn Torah for not the proper sake. It's better you learn for an ulterior motive. Shemitoch shelo lishma ba lishma. Since you learn it for an ulterior motive, you will come to the proper reason of learning it. It's a deep thing. You should always learn Torah for the wrong reason, because from the wrong reason, you will come to the right reason. It's a very twisted thing, right? But like our rabbis, they say a lot of things that there's a lot of depth there. And we just throw these sentences around like we, you know. So Bezat Hashem, today we're going to learn what this means. When is that halacha permitted? When are you allowed to learn Torah for ulterior motives in order to get to the right motives? When? Zerak asher b'ratzano liskot le'torah lishma. Only when your will is to get to learning it for the right reasons, which we explained is to connect to the giver of the Torah. But you're still not successful. Meaning, I will not learn Torah if I'm not paid to learn Torah. There's people like that, right? So they go and they join a kollel. The kollel will pay them however much it is, right? And now they have a commitment to show up every day because they need that money. Their real will is to be able to be learning Torah all day long. But they won't do it without... They're not successful in doing it. It's not that they won't because they don't want to. They're not successful in being that disciplined. When you put money on the table, now I'll make sure I'll show up, right? But what is their internal will? They would love to learn Torah in order just to connect to Hashem without anything, without any physical reward in this world. But they're real with themselves and they realize they're not there yet. Adam Kazeh, a person like this, he's allowed to learn lo lishma. He's allowed to learn not for the sake of heaven, not for the sake of the reason that the Torah was given. Al dat, with the consciousness, shemitoch ze yisker, that by way of me doing it for the wrong reason, I will merit slowly but surely to elevate by way of my learning to learn lishma, to learn for the right reason. V'yatzliach l'argish dveikut v'Hashem yitbach, and you're going to be successful in feeling attachment to Hashem. You are not permitted halachically to do this if your intention is to stay on the level of ulterior motives, of lo lishma, right? I just want the salary, so I'm going to show up every day and learn Torah. If you want the salary, then you have no heter to do that.
But even if there was this ulterior motive, what we said before, eventually, even if it's not his plan, he grew up with the lo lishma.
Only if he wants that. Again, everything only goes according to your will.
Say if he thinks he doesn't want it.
No, because you can be learning. People, you see this all day long. There's people in university that have complete courses on Rabbi Nachman's stories, yeah. And they stay university people, mm-hmm. Right? Sure. What is their motive? To learn deep philosophy and right? But they're not getting past that. Rabbi Nachman didn't write those stories in order for you to listen to fairy tales. He wrote them for you to change your life around, right? So the person that wants just to get the salary, that's what he's saying. When are you allowed to learn lo lishma? When your intention and your heart desires to get lishma, but you know, it's like a person who hires, why does a person hire a personal trainer? We all know how to do push-ups, we all know how to run, and we all know how to do sit-ups. Why do you hire the person and you're willing to pay him money to boss you around and to scream at you and to tell you, do this. Why would you ever do that? Why would you waste money when you can do all of that for free? Because you know you can't do it yourself. So you make a commitment. So to hear what we're saying is, there's certain people that they will not learn Torah by themselves, meaning they can't. They would love to, idealistically. Their heart is in the right place. But they lack the discipline. So they go into certain programs that there's so much physical benefit for being in that program. And Baruch Hashem, I'm learning Torah. But again, with my pure heart, my goal is that I will not need the salary. And then you can even be in a point where you receive the salary because you actually got to a point by way of being there every day, which should be your intention every day when you come to open the book. I'm opening the book to connect to Hashem, not to get a salary, because let's be real, what salary are you getting? Right? Which kollel are you actually getting paid that much that it's worth it, right? It's nice, it helps, but it's not like, you know, it's not enough of a reason to be doing it, right? So your goal should be, even if you're one of those people that you're still in the stage of shelo lishma, your attention should be every day when you show up to that lo lishma place to do it lishma. until the point that you can be on the level of completely lishma, that you don't need the lo lishma system to get to the lishma outcome of your learning. It's very deep, but this is essential for all of us to hear. Be'emet, b'sha'a she'adam matchil be'avodat Hashem Yitbarach, when a person starts to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, lo makpidim alav. They don't, they're not coming for you. They're not looking at every movement that you're making. In the beginning of your work, you start to serve Hashem, you're new to this, the life of Torah, they're not looking down your spine, right? And a Baal Tshuva new to this could be a few years, right? That they're not like looking at you like, oh, look, his tefillin was 2 millimeters to the right, right? And he didn't say the Lashem Yichud before he started Shacharit, and he didn't say every word properly, right? They're not doing that to you. You're a beginning, you're a beginner, right? They you're on beginner level, that's how they're treating you as a beginner. Imu lomed lishma or shelo lishma. You're Baal Tshuva, you started your convert, whatever it might be, you're getting into this life, you're trying to make it your much as you can. They're not looking at you, did he learn lishma or lo lishma? You're not there. They're not treating you like that. Ach kasheu matzliach begadel, but when you start to become successful and you start to grow in your Torah, and now you're a Torah observant Jew for a few years, you're doing this, you're in the life. Ve'adayin mamshich lichaven shelo lishma, your intention is still not for the right thing. Zegorim kituk. That then causes some opposition in Shemaim. In Shemaim there, if you're in it already and you're still not there, then you're starting to bring some negative energy around you. Umistalek mimenu ora Torah. And then the light of the Torah can leave a person in that situation. Because Hashem wants to arouse you. He wants to wake you up. He wants to get you out of the external aspects of this world. He wants you to take you out of the matrix. He wants to bring you to what you're actually fitting to merit, what you could merit in this world. He wants you to maximize your potential. Therefore, a person, sometimes he comes and he's dealing with the Holy Torah, and he starts to have these foreign thoughts. You have to know that this is for your benefit when you have foreign thoughts, when you're learning Torah. Hashem wants you to purify your thoughts more. He wants you to put in the work of purifying your thoughts and to seek out more and more and more godliness in your life. And remember that Hashem Yitbarach, remember Hashem when you're coming to learn. So he throws in a thought there of something way out of left wing. Like, what? Where did that come from? Why? Do the work of cleaning your brain. Do the work of taking that thought out of your head and focusing on the words that are in front of you right now. He's just trying to help you. He's trying to, right? It's like again, like we said, the personal trainer. The personal trainer, he's going to pull on the resistance band against you, right? Sometimes he's going to add two more kilos to the weights you're lifting. What is he trying to mess you up? He's trying to screw you over? No. He's trying to help you grow more. But that wasn't what we were planning to do today. Well, I'm the personal trainer. I decide what we're going to do today. You're paying me to lead you in your coaching, right? So too, Hashem runs the world. Sometimes he's going to throw a curveball at you. Why? To keep you on your feet. To make sure that you're always, always improving yourself. And get used to clinging to Hashem and the light of Hashem that's inside the Torah. And to find the vitality and the Devekut within the Holy Torah. It's known, I don't know if he's going to bring this, but the Baal Shem Tov used to always say that a person has to learn. And according to how much time you're learning in Torah, you have to stop every few minutes, an hour, every 15 minutes, every 20 minutes, just stop and remember Hashem. But you're learning Torah, the whole point of learning Torah is to connect to Hashem. Yeah, but the Baal Shem Tov knew that, and he said to his Hasidim, which were super, super holy people, while you're learning Torah, stop every now and then, and remember why you're learning Torah. Remember what the purpose is of the, why is the book in front of you, right? Last little section here. Lo liyotzot litgadel al anashim ulashpia. Bichlal limud lishma, included in the what's considered limud lishma, learning for the sake of heaven. Shekol retzono belimudo yerak lasot l'Hashem yitbarach nachat ruach. Your whole entire intention of learning is to give some nachat to Hashem. Ve'im itasek bechidushim v'shiurim, hakol yerak kedei legalot et Hashem yitbarach ba'olam. You want to start giving shiurim. You want to start writing Chidushim? It's not that you should get a name, God forbid. It's because you want to be busy with revealing Hashem's light in the world. Ki hine, kol yudi tzrich gam lashpia l'acharim. Every Jew has to influence others. Right? You're not alone in this world. Hashem didn't bring you to Tzfat and give you Torah and bring you, make you a Baal Tshuva so that you can sit in a bubble. Yeah. You're a light. You're a lighthouse in this world. Lilmod al manat lilamed, like the Torah says, the Talmud says, lilmod al manat lilamed, to learn for the sake of teaching. En lichtov sfarim, whether we're talking about writing books, whether we're saying giving over shiurim, kol echad lefi yecholto, everybody according to what Hashem blessed him to do. Some people are amazing writers and they don't know how to talk. Some people are amazing talkers and they don't know how to write. Right? Some people can make art that expresses Torah ideas. They learn something and they make a beautiful book, a picture book, or whatever it is, a video. Right? Everyone has their blessing. But you have to give over what you're receiving. Aval tzich lizeher, we have to be careful. When you're doing, when you're a mashpira, when you're influencing others, shelo lipol etchusha shuo oseh, don't think that you're the one doing. For sure you're not allowed to do it in order to get some honor or some respect out of it. Your will is only to cling to Hashem.
Amen.
Since the will of Hashem is to do good for others, to His creations, a person sees Hashem is bringing light by way of me. Hashem is putting His light through me. Azay hu tzrich la'amid et atzmo liyot tzinor la'or. If that's the reality that Hashem is blessing you with your immense light coming down, you have to make yourself a pipeline. You have to become the tool. Be tool. Be a tool. Right? What is be tool? To be a tool. What is nullification to Hashem? Become His tool in this world. Aval hu be'atzmo yeh davuk belukut. You yourself, you're clinging to the godliness. Your intention is not to become some influencer. Don't go into, I need to start influencing other people. And every shiur that you give, you have to feel you are nothing. But there's the godly revelation here. All I am is a vessel, I'm a pipeline for godly light. And believe me, guys, I'm talking to myself right now. But all of us too, but it's not just me giving this over. This is, we all need to work on this. You have to be even more careful. That your action should be for the sake of heaven. Specifically, when you come to the actual action-oriented part. It's very, very hard when you come to actually start to do things, to physically, like, to think about influencing is great, but when you actually put out the book, when you actually sit to give the shiur, it's very hard to be completely clean and pure and to do everything for the sake of heaven. Therefore, you have to put in immense effort. Any action that you come to do, any speech that you come to say, you only think about Hashem Yitbarach and His light and feel how His, your speech is the speech of Hashem that is coming through your throat. And your action is godly light that is being enclosed inside your actions. And you clarify to yourself again and again and again, this is not at all me. It's just the light of Hashem coming through me. It's not about me. And whoever teaches and gives over and influences in this way, it will be saved from pride. And from a lot of different confusions in life, and from a lot of different scars on their soul, and uncomfortable situations, that they all come from the Yetzara that is seducing the person, as if he's the one that's able to help the masses. You're the one that's saving souls. צריך שיתבונן איך מתקבלים דבריו. You have to contemplate how are your words being received. באמת אדברה, ככל שאדם יהיה נקי יותר, the opposite is true. The more you're clean you are, וידבק את נפשו רק בהשם יתברך, the more you cling just to Hashem, ללא שום כוונה להשפיע, כך יפעל וישפיע יותר. The more it's about clinging to Hashem, without becoming some influencer, the more you're going to influence people. Right? Mm-hmm. If you're always trying to become someone, then it's all about you. It's not about Hashem. But when you realize you're nothing, but you recognize that Hashem gave you blessings, and right now He's talking to you and He's giving you light, the more you're going to help people. The more you're actually going to change the world. Right? If you think you're the one that's changing the world, That's a quick path to become a tyrant or some dictator or some, right? Some crazy person that's not, right? The thing is to be a role model. What's the best role model? Someone who lives it. Someone who's actually doing it. So Bezat Hashem, that was our first lesson on Torah, on the Mayim Chaim, from Mayim Chaim, Bezat Hashem. Thank you again to the Balabayit here, Ari, for hosting us and sponsoring this shiur with all the Shefa here. And may we all take this, again, just to summarize, Torah is the soul of Hashem. There is the garments of the Torah, and that is the stories. Avram traveled to here. Yitzchak dug a well. Moshe Rabbeinu hit a stone. And then there are body of the Torah. What's the body of the Torah? The mitzvot and the alachot and the sugiyot that's inside there. The stupid people only look at the stories. Then there's people that are a little bit more refined and they look at the mitzvot and the sugiyot. And then there's the wise people, the tzaddikim, that they were at Mount Sinai, which we should all be. Who are those people? That they're looking for the neshama of the Torah. What's the neshama of the Torah? The light of Hashem Yitbarach himself, hidden inside the words. And when you come to learn Torah with kedusha, with sanctity, where you wash your hands, you don't allow interruptions, you don't get distracted too much, you come in to be connected to the soul of God. What could distract you in that state? What could take you out of it? What could it be that important that you would stop clinging to the creator of the world when you open the book? You only get 15 minutes to learn a day. You only get 20 minutes. You only get 2 hours to learn a day. What could come and interrupt that right then? When you're doing that, and you're learning with that intention, then you start to really, really, really become a better person. You start to connect to Hashem more, the source of all good in the world. And then your whole entire life is going to change. Because you're constantly clinging to the giver of the Torah by way of learning the Torah. Right? So Bezat Hashem, next week we're going to be learning how to merit to feel the Holy Torah in your learning. To feel the light of Hashem, sorry, in your learning. Meaning, what do I have to do in order to get to the Neshama? Now we've defined what is Torah learning. We've defined what our intentions are and what are the different paths. But now next week we're going to go into the Lema'aseh. How do I actually do this? How do I actually reach this goal? Bezat Hashem.